and welcome to our Monday night program. You know it. It's the Late Night Sports Junkies. Of course, I'm the scorekeeper, otherwise known as Roger Noriega, and we're going to get to it, folks. There is always a lot of sports going on, unless it's Christmas holiday or maybe Thanksgiving. But even then, on Thanksgiving, there's a lot to do. But, of course, that would start me up. Thanks for starting out the program with us. And we're going to get to it right now. But, you know, I've got to do the obligatory stuff. Head on over to ndbmedia.net. That's where you find all of our stuff going on. Of course, you can find this channel's Twitter feed at ndbsports. And, of course, you can find, I don't want to say the mothership, but the mother channel, ndbmedia. That's also on Twitter. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. We don't exactly have a Facebook page for our sports channel, but we do have Sports Talk with the Guys that has a sports channel, so you may want to check that one out as well. So let's get busy, folks. There is a lot to report on. Of course, let's just go straight to it right now. This is live in the NBA tonight. Several games have already gone final. And, of course, Miami 93-91 over Portland. Wow. Chicago, 89-77 over Indiana. Memphis, 109-92 Minnesota. The Pelicans, 109-104 over Brooklyn. Of course, Oklahoma City, 117, really put it to Denver. They only scored 96 points tonight. Of course, I don't know who the hell this is. San Antonio Spurs. Yep, I get fooled by that SAS. The Spurs, 113. Over Philadelphia, scored 91. That's a butt-whooping. And right now, Detroit, 104 over Utah, 85 in the fourth quarter with 3:34 left to play. And just starting with about 2 minutes left to play, in the first quarter, the Clippers, 25, Milwaukee, 17. Let's take a look at the standings here in the NBA. I don't think we're going to look at the playoff picture, but in the Eastern Conference, wow, Toronto currently holds the number 3 seed, is ahead at 39-30, followed by Brooklyn, 2 games back, who holds the number 5 seed. In the Central, looks like Indiana's already got it. They've already got a playoff spot, number 1 seed. They've already qualified, 51-20. They're ahead of number 4 seed Chicago, 40-31. They're 11 back in the division. In the Southeast, Miami has the second seed at 40-21. They've already qualified. And they're ahead of number 6, Washington, at 36-34, 12.5 back. Charlotte is number 7 at 34-37, 15 back. And Atlanta, number 8, 31-38, folks. Jeez, at 17 back in the division. Two losing teams are more than likely going to qualify for the playoffs. Wow, what a bummer. But that's the NBA. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, Oklahoma City is presently the number 2 seed. It's 52-18. They're ahead of Portland, who's presently the number 5. Oh, I forgot to mention in the other conference, Philadelphia's been eliminated, Milwaukee's been eliminated, as has Orlando. In the Western Conference, as I was meaning, Portland's the number 5 seed. They're 7.5 back, and Utah's been eliminated. In the Pacific, the Clippers are the 3rd seed. They're up over Golden State, number 6, at 5.5 games, followed by Phoenix, number 8 seed, 42-29, 7.5 back. Sacramento and the Lakers have been eliminated. That's done. In the Southwest, San Antonio, the number 1 seed, has qualified for the playoffs, 4-16. They're 6 ahead of number 4, Houston, and 12 ahead of number 7, Memphis. Dallas, well, they're 42-29. They may have a shot at it. They're presently, wow, they're actually tied with Phoenix. But I guess on the head-to-head stuff, Phoenix is in the lead. So there you go. New Orleans has been eliminated. Wow. So that's what we have in the NBA right now. Let's go over to NASCAR. Wow. What a great race yesterday at the Auto Club 500. But at the end of race number 5, well, I apologize. Let me take that back. Carl Edwards, he's the number 99 car. Wow. He finally has a. He has 5 starts. He is the leader. Wow. We activated something without wanting to. Ah, yes, the NHL is giving us some information. Carl Edwards in number 9 card has 186 points. He is a leader. He has 5 starts, 1 win, 2 top 5 finishes, and 4 top 10s. So he gained 2 points. Now, Dale Earnhardt is in number 2. He is in the 88 card. He has 185 points. He lost 1 spot just because Carl Edwards got more points than he did. Of course, he's had 5 starts as well, has 1 win, 3 top 5s, and 3 top 10s. Gordon is in 3rd place. Of course, we know him as the number 24 car. With 184 points, he dropped 2 points, or 2 positions, I should say. 5 starts, no wins, but 2 top 5s and 4 top 10s. He gained a point, though, in this last one. Brad Keselowski has 182 points. He lost 4 positions. 5 starts, has 1 win, 3 top 5s, and 3 top 10s. He's minus 3. Matt Kenseth in the number 20 car. Yeah, Brad Keselowski is number 2. Matt Kenseth, 179 points. He is, wow, dropped 7 positions. Negative 7, but he's number 5. How'd you drop 7? Well, whatever. Doesn't matter. Oh, I suppose it's 7 points. Yeah, sorry, 7 points. Not 7 positions, but 7 points. 5 starts, he has no wins, 1 top 5, and 3 top 10. Jimmy Johnson's in 6th place, 165 points, he's lost 21. Kyle Busch is 158, minus 28. Ryan Newman is in 8th place, 150 points, he's minus 36. And, of course, in number 9, Austin Dillon, 150 points. And Joe Logano, wow, 5 starts. 2 top 5s and only 2 top 10s. Go figure. Either he does well or he doesn't. Oh, there you go. Schedule, of course, next week. Let's take a look. Where are they going? See, of course, we just had the Auto Club Speedway not too far from here, as a matter of fact, but now they're going to Martinsville, the STP 500. Sunday, March 30th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 10 Pacific. Tell you folks, the one that I'm holding out for, not the Bojangles Southern 500, hell no. I am holding out, of course, for the good one, the big one, the real race course on June 22nd, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, the Toyota Seymour 350, the Sonoma Raceway. That's a lot of fun, folks. It's a real race course. That one's going to be on TNT. Oh, man, is it really? That means it's not going to be, it's not going to be on Fox. That means I have to have cable by then. Damn it. Oh, man, that's not going to be any fun. But, oh, it's okay. We're going to head on over to the NHL, folks. Let's see if we can get an update right now. I know the screen is probably going to start talking to me, but it's okay. In the 3rd, Dallas 2-1 over Winnipeg with 2:44 left. It's a close one. In the 3rd, 12:50 in County. Calgary tied with the San Jose Sharks. I'm sure Matt's happy. He's only happy that they're tied. He wants them to win. Final in overtime, the Rangers 4 over the Phoenix Coyotes 3. And the Kings took it to the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2. Final in the shootout, Montreal 2-1 over Boston. Wow. And also in the shootout, Ottawa 4 over Tampa Bay 3. Woohoo. Let's take a look at the standings in the NHL. We're going to take a look. I guess these are going to be, I don't know, the wild card. Maybe we'll do conference. No, we'll do division. Pardon me, folks. Having a little bit of an issue with my voice. Got to take a quick. But you know what? Let's do this one. We haven't done this one for a little bit. This is a sound file that I like. And sure enough, still a drunk?
Enough socializing. Jimmy, I'm thinking of giving you another managing job.
Oh, well, Mr. Harvey, I guarantee you that I'll do a better job than last time.
You kind of let me down on that San Antonio job.
freely admit, sir, I had no right to sell off the team's equipment like that. That won't happen again.
Let me be blunt. Are you still a fall-down drunk?
Well, that is blunt. No, sir, I've quit drinking.
You've seen the error of your ways.
No, I just can't afford it.
It's funny to you. Your drinking is funny. You're a young man, Jimmy. You still could be playing if you just would have laid off the booze.
Well, it's not exactly like that. I hurt my knee.
You fell out of a hotel. That's how you hurt it.
There was a fire.
Which you started, which I had to pay for.
Oh, no, I was going to send you a thank you card, Mr. Harvey, but I wasn't allowed anything sharp to write with.
Look, Jimmy, I want you to manage one of the new girls' baseball teams.
Well, that file ended just a little bit too quick, but that was still good. Of course, Jimmy Dugan, you still a drunk? Conversation with Mr. Harvey, owner of Harvey Bars, folks. Of course, the movie's a league of their own. Let's take a look at the preseason standing, spring training. Let's see how the Yankee corollary is doing. Hey, Nelly, do you mind? Don't chew my earpiece. Don't get your slobber all over. You're acting like a dog, blockhead. Don't do that. Shouldn't do that. Those are mine. But let's take a look at the rest of the NHL first before we go to spring training before my cat chews up my earpiece.
Yeah.
That's why I got a cat, because I didn't want me to slobber all over everything. Yeah, I know. It's you. You purring, get off my desk, pussy. NHL Eastern Conference, Boston, 72 games played. They're 49-17, 104 points. Wow, not too bad. Followed by Tampa Bay in second with 87, and Montreal third with 87. Detroit is fourth with 80, tied with Toronto with 80, Ottawa 71, Florida 60, and Buffalo 48. In the Metropolitan, Pittsburgh 97, New York Rangers 84, Philadelphia 83, Washington 79, Columbus 78, New Jersey 75, Carolina 71, and, of course, the New York Islanders 63. I think the only one that's really out of it is Buffalo. In the NHL Western Conference, in the Central, St. Louis qualified for the playoffs already with 103 points. Chicago 97, Colorado 94, Minnesota 85, Dallas 77, Winnipeg 73, and Nashville 72. That is one heck of a logjam, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on right there. In the Pacific, wow, San Jose 100 points, followed by Anaheim at 99, Los Angeles at 88, Phoenix 80, Vancouver 76, Calgary 65, and Edmonton 59. Yeah, I think Edmonton's out. I think they're, yeah, like the New York Islanders, they're out as well. Buffalo, they're also out. Florida, yeah, they're also out. And Ottawa, yeah, they're done too. The others, well, they might still have a chance at it, folks. Their record at least suggests as such, but the points are what matter, folks. And that's what we have in the NHL. In the baseball preseason, let's take a look. Folks, you know what I believe about the baseball theorem, that when you are having a wonderful spring, it's because you got lots of rookies that are hungry to make the team, and you don't have very many established spots. You're going to do very well in spring training because of all the young talent, because veterans take forever to get going. Hence, they're just there to get in shape. Winning games isn't a big deal for them. That's why when they're doing very well, I get worried. And I do believe that if you're having a bad spring, you'll have a good season, and vice versa. If you're having a great spring, you're going to flop. But there is a corollary to that rule, or that theorem, and it does not apply to the Yankees. Tampa Bay is 15-5. Cleveland 17-7, Baltimore 12-7. Think about that, folks. Seattle 16-10. Think about those records. Ooh, this does not portend very well to the Los Angeles Angels and Anaheim. 15-10. But you can ignore the Yankees because they're just good. 15-10. I would much rather see them do badly, honestly, but they're doing well. So that team is undeniable, folks. It's a good team. And if they're healthy, we may have a Dodger-Yankee World Series. Yeah, I know, I said it. Detroit, 12-11, yeah, that's about right. If you do well, you're going to do badly. If you do badly, expect you to do well. And if you do run the mill, well, that's pretty much going to hold. Oakland is 12-12, Toronto 12-12, Kansas City 11-13, they may be doing better. Chicago, no, they suck. Again, that doesn't apply to the White Sox either, 8-12. What the White Sox do in the preseason is what they're going to do in the season. Houston is 9-15, that speaks for itself. Minnesota 7-13, Boston 8-15. See, now that's a real one. Boston is 8-15. They're really stinking up the league. But I would have to believe that they're actually going to do fairly well. See, it tends to happen, you know? But again, that's just the Rogers theorem, that if you do badly in spring training, you'll do well in the season. Then, conversely, same thing applies. When you're middle of the road, you're going to be middle of the road. Texas 8-15. I expect them to do much better than that in the regular season. In the National League, come on. Miami 16-10. There you go. What troubles me is San Francisco 15-10. I think they had a better team than that. Pittsburgh 12-9. Speaks for itself. Mets 14-11. Come on. Arizona 11-9. The season started. They just got clocked by the Dodgers. There you go. Colorado 13-12. Yeah. Washington 13-12. San Luis 10-11, it speaks for itself. Now, Milwaukee's 12-14. Again, that's closer to 500, so they're going to be, again, meh. The Cubs 12-15. Hey, this isn't 2015, folks. We know what happened in 2015. The Cubbies win the World Series. So, this is not their year. Cincinnati 12-15. This one kind of gets me mad because Cincinnati may be a good team, but that's okay. They're going to do what they normally do. Stun Reds Nation and lose it. San Diego 8-12. Now this is a questionable one. Are they going to be good? I don't know. Los Dodgers of Los Angeles, they're 6-10. Speaks for itself. That's a good team. They're already 2-0. Atlanta 10-17. Oh man, lots of questions on that team. I think they're going to have issues. But I think Atlanta is a much better team. And Philadelphia is 8-15. No, Philadelphia is going to suck this year. So, they're worthless predictions. I just said it just so you guys can have something to talk about. Come on. Let's get real, folks. I mean, really? Really? You really think spring training is... Spring training, again, just gives you an idea of what's going to happen. Anyone who's bragging about their record? Uh-uh. It's not worth it. Waste time. You're wasting your energy. It's not worth it. It's just warm up. That's like saying you had a great warm-up, guys. Expect them to win games? No, you expect them to do well once the games start, not when you're warming up. So, anyway, folks, just wanted to make sure we got a program in tonight. Went over some of the news. There's a lot of stuff going on, of course, in the world of sports. Lots of free agent signings. The Raiders now have Schaub, big whoop. Pryor is not long for this world. He's either going to be traded or released. This guy was a project going in. He is still a project. I don't know. He's probably going to sign somewhere else. He has a better chance of being picked up than that other quarterback the Raiders let go a few years ago. Yeah. That was a shame. A big guy from Auburn, I think it was. What a shame. That might have been Arvin. Come up in the South. I don't remember his name, but he's gone. Good. Goodbye, Mr. Quarterback. You earned about $50 million from the Raiders. You took it. You didn't do anything. Congratulations. Someone thought you were that good and they paid you that much money. Good for you. Hope you're not broke with all those millions. So, folks, this is the Late Night Sports Junkies. Thanks for joining us. We're on every Monday night. Don't forget to tune in to us. And we expect to have Prodigy back next week. So for now, folks, that's it. Thanks for joining us. We are out. Peace! And let me see if this one works. Hold on. Got to make sure this is the right one. I guess this is a good night one. See you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Please drive carefully and arrive home safely. Good night.